Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Come on.
Well, I'm left foot. This is George G, and the time is right. Welcome to today's guest, strong and powerful Stephen Bluestein. Stephen, are you ready to do this?
I'm ready, George. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, excited to have you on. Stephen is the co-founder of Gemba. They're a company that streamlines logistics of product creation from start to finish. He's also the founder of Pride Bites. They're a pet product company that received funding from not one, but two sharks on Shark Tank. Stephen, we're excited to have you on. Tell us a little bit about your personal life. It's more about your work and why you do what you do.
Yeah, I got two little boys, married to my beautiful wife, and my two little boys are 10 months and 3 years old. So we're pretty busy on the weekends and focused outside of work. And, you know, when I'm not with them, you know, focused on building the businesses and you know, trying to reach new heights.
Well, I appreciate that. I've got soon to be 6 and 3. So both boys, so we'll be able to compare notes on that down the road. So
there you go. You're going to give me some tips.
Yes, well, for sure. Yes, try and get as much sleep as you possibly can, Stephen.
Okay, sounds good.
All right, good. So walk us through. I was reading about your company this morning. Certainly, they're both super cool. But with Gemba, how did that come to be?
Yeah. So, you know, really, I went through kind of all the struggles of what it's like to launch your own business and really, you know, create a unique product that's not there before and kind of, you know, changing an industry. You know, shortly after we launched Pride Bites, we won Best Dog Toy of the Year in the pet space. And that was really fun. We really, you know, reached, you know, the farthest corners we could. I think we expanded about 3,000 retail stores in North America within the first 6 months.
Wow.
So it was like a blazing speed. And from a learn from there, going over to China nearly 60 times over an 8-year period. And what I realized is just too hard to do this. And, you know, I met two of my other awesome co-founders who were doing really amazing things in operations and also manufacturing and transparency in manufacturing. And when I met them and we started talking about, hey, this world where anybody can come up with an idea and go from idea to shelf without, you know, really a lot of effort, to me was mind-blowing, right? Spending 30 hours on flights and going through the rigor of day-to-day factory meetings and all night and the morning and working back in America. So it was a lot, and especially, you know, with my family growing at the time. So in general, you know, I think that's really where the idea was spawned.
Going to China 60 times in 8 years?
Yes, it was a lot. And I actually learned the language to manage my business because I lost my business partner at one point in my early days, who was my connection to China. So really, you know, got really enamored with the culture and understanding kind of the relationships over there as well.
So you seem like you're a pretty young guy. How many entrepreneurial swings or bites of the apple did you have before Gemba?
I had more than a couple that didn't work well.
So, I mean, that's kind of, it's like you're obviously an extremely driven human being to do the things that you've just described. And then to have the success of certainly Gemba and then Pride Bites, which happened seemingly really quickly. So that must have been a unique experience of just grinding. And then all of a sudden this one thing just starts on fire.
Yeah, you know, it was kind of like the perfect storm, I would say, you know, all together one time. Going from not having enough money in our bank accounts to be able to pay employees at Pride Bites to watching kind of this perfect vision come together with Gemba and all the right talents, and it just, you know, blazing a trail. And really fun to see kind of both experiences and, you know, go through all that. But I think nonetheless, just continuing to learn and, you know, continuing to work with great people.
Yeah, I appreciate that. All right. So what you've created is, it's exciting. It's very, very, very cool. If I am somebody who is a creative person, I've got an idea for a product or a thing. How does it work?
Yeah. So, you know, come to Gemba.com and fill out our questionnaire. That's kind of first things first. Let us know more about you so that we can help guide you in that direction. Gemba is what we always share is, like, one of the coolest things about Gemba is we're not bound to four walls. So literally we have experts in factories all over the world. So when you go into a local design shop, or if you're going to a local trading company, you're working with those people. We like to use our team of experts who are all incredible creators, and I can talk about them as we go forward, but to really, you know, leverage our team to go out there and find the best. And so you come to Gemba, we learn more about you. We ask you really like 5-6 simple questions at the end to really break down a proposal. And the way that we're thinking about it is, you know, when you launch a product or you launch a product company, you're going from research to logistics. In between it, you know, you'll hit all these stages. We like to define them specifically as concept, design, sourcing, production management, QC, in those two hockey sticks, right? And I think from that perspective, it's interesting to see then the complexity of the product fall underneath. So we talk about, hey, like, are you launching a white label product? Or, like I said, from what we did at Pride Bites, completely unique product that has never been out on the market. And so in between there's a scale of complexity, whether it has no moving parts or it has moving parts or contains electronics. So we really kind of position you within that journey, whatever your product falls into. And then when we do that, we have a certain amount of steps and a workflow that's assigned to what you're going through. And oftentimes that's a big piece of it, because many people, they go through the experience of launching product. It gets really expensive and cumbersome, et cetera. They have all these issues because they're not held to any workflow. Right. And then finally, you know, depending on where you're at in your spectrum, whether a new company or one that's existing, we really bring that guidance. So you can actually choose to be guided by Gemba, right? Or choose to be guided by an expert, right? That's in our network. All of which is something that we have for you in terms of your journey to make it easier to go from idea to shelf.
Nice. So obviously there's a million benefits. There's know-how, there's expertise, there's wisdom of actually doing it.
Right.
You know, so that is the value that I, the creator, receive. How does Gemba win?
Yeah, so Gemba, we kind of work on two things. You know, the model is based on milestones. So when you cross through a milestone, it's a payment. We're not like your traditional sourcing company, which takes a percentage of the transaction. Now, we do have services that are percentage based if you have large buying opportunities that we kind of enlist all the Gemba resources together to help you. But realistically, you know, we have a journey. We can give you a price immediately based on the product that you have. So pretty simple, pretty straightforward, no hidden fees, that whole nine.
And shows like Shark Tank have made... I think entrepreneurship super exciting and intriguing for people, and not everybody's necessarily meant to be an entrepreneur, and not every idea is meant to actually become a thing. So on your end, how do you vet opportunities?
That's very interesting. You know, we try to stay out of the judgment game as much as we can. Now we have certain, you know, of course there's, you know, you're going to have something there when you see a product for the first time. I typically like to bet on the entrepreneur if that's the you know, kind of the focus that we go through. But yeah, I mean, I think I always tell people is like, you know, a mediocre idea and a really good entrepreneur will make a company successful, right? So I think from a perspective of ideas, you know, I think it's how planned you are, how prepared you are, how thoughtful you are about how you're going to execute that. So all those things go into the consideration when we're thinking about somebody. Less so, we've worked on really the wide spectrum of products. So it never ceases to amaze me.
Yeah. Are there things that are just not within the scope of the work you're wanting to do or able to do?
You know, we have a pretty wide scope because we will find any expert, right, and any factory relationship, et cetera, for you. So in terms of our ability to vet, we kind of really cover the gamut. We have kind of four specific focuses that we like to say that we're very, very strong at, which is home and kitchen products, baby products, sports and outdoors. Those categories were really doing a lot of products, helping people not only create new products, but really relocating and de-risking supply chains. So those core focuses, I think, are, you know, if you're in that space, it's definitely somebody we should talk to.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn, and you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free Pocket Pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.
Relocating and de-risking supply chain. Has that been an issue recently, Stephen?
Yeah, a lot. You know, there's been a lot in the news. So, you know, for our case, we just want to make sure that everybody is kind of aware of what's happening and, you know, what would happen if, you know, if in case something goes wrong. So I'm just constantly thinking through those.
Yeah, certainly. And obviously, a ton of experience in China. Are you constantly looking for new opportunities and new avenues and new relationships?
You know, in general, I'm always like that. You know, I think, you know, constantly learning from others and, you know, trying to get connected to meet smarter people, right? And so I think from the aspect of getting out there and the globalization that's going on right now in supply chain, I think, you know, you need to. Like you need to be understanding that the world is much bigger and, you know, we have a lot more coverage and now the infrastructures in other countries are now to support, you know, different manufacturing abilities. So, you know, I think it's always good. And as we, you know, took a dynamic shift, you know, it's almost like, you know, like Mexico, South America, everyone thought that when everything hit with COVID that, hey, we got to go closer to home, not understanding kind of where the infrastructure is today. So I think it's always good to you know, keep updated on where things are.
Yeah. So fascinating to try and read those tea leaves, but I can't imagine that we're ever going to, but as I say that, you just never know. So it's a matter of being able to be nimble and to be make decisions to maintain existing relationships and constantly be looking for new avenues to better serve people.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. That's exactly how we think. And you know, we're just fortunate. I think I've always wanted to work in this global company. I've always wanted to understand cultures and be amongst people. And my grandfather was an entrepreneur before me that traveled overseas. And I think from, you know, us here is, you know, really trying to celebrate it all, no matter where it is, and understand like who's the best at what, so we can really hone in on, you know, that core focus.
Yeah, I imagine just your experience. And how many years ago did you start going to China?
I started going to China, great question, around early 2010. So was my first time over there.
Okay. So it's been a long time. And I imagine that in that 12 year, give or take, it's probably changed immensely.
Oh yeah. I mean, you know, you couldn't really have Wi-Fi. Wi-Fi wasn't readily available the first time I was over there. So you'd have to like go and like, you know, buy a unit that would, you know, basically like overheat in like 10 minutes, you know, so you got like spurts and they would plug it in somewhere. And yeah, I mean, today we're, you know, it's funny as I call my grandfather when, you know, I was starting out and then he would say, wow, you have to really, it's amazing. I'm here, you're right next to me, you know, and, you know, in his days too, you're sending telegrams back and forth. So it's really incredible what's happening. And I think really around the rest of the world as well, it's really amazing.
So when you think about entrepreneurship, do you think that we're kind of coming into the golden age of it, or are we there now?
You know, I'm amazed every day of like the new products I see. You know, we always have this like thought in my world is like hit them where they ain't, right? So find the blue oceans and run towards them. And always like, you know, think that, okay, well, they're closing, they've got to be closing. And then you find the next level products that hit the market. So I think, you know, we're constantly seeing really amazing innovation, and you know, it's inspiring. I was with a client yesterday in the baby space that really, you know, motivated me as well and inspired me. So I think being around those types of people is infectious, and then it breeds new products. And so, you know, we're really hoping to be kind of that center point at Gemba here, where all value is created in the supply chain, and you know, we're really cultivating those new products, those new great ideas.
Yeah, what a cool thing to be able to have these awesome entrepreneurs come into your, you know, life, and you get motivated and inspired by them. I'm sure that you are an idea person also, where you're always coming up with new things, but to be able to help somebody, for lack of a better term, give birth to products and ideas must be super gratifying and inspiring.
Yeah, it's cool. Really cool to walk in somewhere and see your product on the shelf, right? Something tangible. You know, nowadays when you say product development, some people think you're creating technology, right? It's immediate a technology play, and I'm making an app, right? So it's cool to make those physical products and really celebrate those, because yeah, I mean, I think as we all saw, we became such a consumer culture through the last couple of years, and you know, that's going to continue to see that. And I think now we're getting to see products from all over now that it's becoming easier. So really cool to see this next wave of product innovation.
Do you see or think that there is an appetite for growth of and maybe there already is of manufacturing here in the United States?
Yeah, you know, we think a lot about that at Gemba. You know, just your supply chain closer to home, and wonder, you know, over time, are we going to see a shift in prices because people want that? You know, we're watching it very closely and, you know, very supportive of all those things that can happen here in the States with manufacturing. So I'm just excited to see the transformation if it does happen to come back.
Yeah, it should be interesting to see. So
That's right.
Advice to people who have an idea.
Yeah, I think, do your research. You know, there's so much available to you right now. You can, you know, have all of these statistical analysis based on product and ROI and, you know, different things that like I never thought about, right? Like I was just thinking like buy, you know, make product, sell product at the very early ages, especially, you know, getting out of college. That now like you can really think through all the different analysis, where it's going, you know, how it's going to sell, how you can advertise against it, like everything. So be prepared, because somebody else will be, and you know, don't want to get caught later on. You jump into something and you think you're, you know, going down the right path, and then you get a competitor and they just knock you out, right? So really be thoughtful about your approach.
Yeah, I think that's great advice right there. Is there a certain this is an honest question. Is there like, because that's big, right? I can go get an MBA. Where would you counsel people to go and start to pick up some of that information?
Yeah, I mean, I start with, I think Alibaba is a good like network of like, hey, there's products out there, you know, what exists. And so you can like start searching factories and whatnot. Interesting about Alibaba is like, you never know who you're talking to. So I think you got to be careful after that. So kind of use it exploration and then go from there. Amazon, we use a lot of Zonguru, Helium 10, these like statistical analysis tools that, you know, you can go in and analyze really a full product category and the channel, kind of everything that you need to think through for ROI analysis. So I think those are kind of the more detailed versions of like what I would go after. On Jungle Scout's another one, right? These tools that can really help you analyze the markets and see which are capable to sell.
Love it. Well, Stephen, you've already given us a lot, but the people are ready for that difference making tip. What do you have for them?
You know, my difference making tip is grit and consistency. I think that, you know, like I said earlier, mediocre idea, great entrepreneur, you know, you'll be successful. So I think, you know, there's a lot of people out there today and everyone works long hours. Everyone, you know, is up early in the morning, doing podcasts, doing other things, right? That are getting them ahead. So have a lot of grit and stay consistent, I think you'll end up okay.
Well, I think that is great stuff. That definitely gets, come on, Stephen, thank you so much for coming on. Where can people learn more about you? How can they engage with Gemba?
They can go to Gemba.com, fill out our questionnaire, and it'll get in touch with somebody. So we'll get back to you right away.
Excellent. If you enjoyed this much as I did, show Stephen your appreciation and share today's show with a friend who also appreciates good ideas. Go to Gemba.com. That's GEMBAH.com and get started bringing that idea to life. Thanks again, Stephen.
Thank you very much, George. Appreciate it.
And until next time, keep fighting the good fight. We are all in this together.
Hi, I'm Richard Karn. And you may have seen me on TV talking about the world's number one expandable garden hose. Well, the brand new Pocket Hose Copperhead with Pocket Pivot is here, and it's a total game changer. Old-fashioned hoses get kinks and creases at the spigot, but the Copperhead's Pocket Pivot swivels 360 degrees for full water flow and freedom to water with ease all around your home. When you're all done, this rust-proof anti-burst hose shrinks back down to pocket size for effortless handling and tidy storage. Plus, your super light and ultra-durable pocket hose Copperhead is backed with a 10-year warranty. What could be better than that? I'll tell you what, an exciting radio-exclusive offer just for you. For a limited time, you can get a free pocket pivot and their 10-pattern sprayer with the purchase of any size Copperhead hose. Just text WATER to 64000. That's WATER to 64000 for your two free gifts with purchase. W-A-T-E-R to 64000.
By texting 64000, you agree to receive recurring automated marketing messages from Pocket Hose. Message and data rates may apply. No purchase required. Terms apply. Available at pockethose.com/terms.